We get ready for the college football playoffs. Saturday is the day. Can hardly wait for it. And joining us now is our good friend, college football analyst from CBS Sports, and of course, the former head coach himself, Ole Miss, Arkansas, to name a few, the one, the only Houston Nutt. What is going on, my friend?
Not much. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all of that.
That's it. Right back at you, my Southern pal. Appreciate it. Much is made about the bowl games not meaning as much or not having the same type of luster. We have these two playoff games designated as the Cotton Bowl and the Orange Bowl, and not a lot of people are realizing that these are these type of bowl games here. How strange is it to have a playoff with these traditional bowl games actually not being played on New Year's Day? Is it just me, or do you feel that way too?
I don't feel that way. Now, of course, I'm real partial to this Cotton Bowl, and I know what the players, the families, the coaches are going to experience all throughout the week. Rick Baker and his staff will do a phenomenal job. So, to me, it's exciting, and I can't wait. I can't wait to see this game happen.
All right. So, you know, we had a cancellation of a bowl game yesterday, that First Responder Bowl, Boise State and Boston College. In your opinion, Houston, does that say something about where we're at with these bowl games and some of the lower-tier bowl games and how they're viewed? Because, in my opinion, if it was a much bigger bowl game, I don't think we would have a cancellation altogether of a game. You know, you'd try to get it in and play it or possibly the next day. So what does that say to you about where we're at with some of these lower-tier games?
Yeah, I had to ask the question, did that really happen, you know, being – now, it was lightning. I was here in Dallas. It was lightning and raining, thunderstorm, and all that. I get that. But I was really surprised that there was not going to be any effort to finish the game later or tomorrow or the next day, like you say. And, again, I don't know if you know, I guess the extra hotels and the cost and all that. I don't know all that. But it does – it just seemed a little strange because that's the first I've ever heard of that.
Right. Houston Nutt joined us, college football analyst with CBS. He's in Dallas. He's getting ready. All right, Notre Dame and Clemson. Houston, what does Notre Dame have to do to pull off this upset?
Notre Dame has got to stay on the field. Ian Book, Dexter Lawrence, they've got to be able to run the football against a very good front. Not too many people have had that much success, but they've got to do it. But saying that, I think this will be Clemson's by far. I think their toughest task. And I've got a lot of respect for Notre Dame. I think they've done a good job, offense, defense, special teams. But they can't help Clemson. They can't turn the ball over. They've got to stay on the field offensively. And, of course, defensively, they got to stop a couple of people. They got to stop Travis Etienne. And, of course, the freshman quarterback's been outstanding getting the ball down the field to his receiver. So they've got to keep him off balance. I think the biggest thing is if Notre Dame can run the ball, make some first downs, get a field goal, get up 6 points, stay on the field consistently, I think they'll be in this thing.
Notre Dame's offense and defense is pretty underrated. And a lot of people aren't giving the Irish, especially on the defensive side of the ball, much credit here. But they're a top 10 defense.
They are. And they're not. And I just think the experts are missing that a little bit. I see the line at 12, 13, or whatever it was. I just think that's a little bit much. I think it'll be much different than that. I think it'll be much closer.
So what are you hearing as far as the three players for Clemson being potentially suspended? Now, this has been going back and forth. We heard they're not going to play. Now they actually may be able to play. Give us the latest on that scenario.
You know, I'm probably hearing what you've been hearing. I tell you what's different, unlike Alabama, is their players travel. They're there front and center, went through media day. I heard Dexter Lawrence, you know, being interviewed today, so they seem pretty confident that possibly he could play. So I'm curious to see how that goes. Dexter Lawrence, a big old guy in the middle at 6'4", 350. Sure, they want him there, and so he acts like that. He had no idea how this substance or whatever it was got in his system. So the second test is, I guess, has already been done, and they're waiting on the results of that. So we'll have to wait and see.
How do you see this game playing out?
I think it'll be close. I think it'll be close to the end, but I just think Clemson has more. I think defensively they're very, very good, although especially those, you know, they got some All-Americans in that front with Bryant, and of course, I don't know if Dexter's going to play, but you look at Cleveland Farrell, you look at these guys that have been there and they have experience. I just think they have more, and I think with Travis Etienne and Trevor Lawrence, I think they'll have enough to score just at the end. I think it'll be close, but I think Clemson wins.
All right, let's go over to the Orange Bowl, Alabama, Oklahoma. Now, you're a quarterback guy, so how do you handle the quarterback situation with Alabama? Tua says he's about 80%. Jalen Hurts is a veteran. He's coming off that redemption performance, leading the Tide from down 14 to beat Georgia in the SEC championship game. All right, Coach, who do you start? What do you do?
Yeah, well, first of all, you and I would have to be right there at practice every day to really see how close is Tua Tagovailoa being full speed. You know, if he's not, you know, if he's under 70 or he's limping around, you got to go with Jalen Hurts. But if he's 85, 90, you probably go with Tua, knowing that you got Jalen right there ready to go. I just think that Tua will be ready to go. For some reason, I just feel like he'll be ready to go, and he's going to start. And they need him. They need him in this game. I think the way he executes the offense and gets the ball down the field, I just think that will be too much for Oklahoma's defense. But on the flip side of that thing now, trying to defend Kyler Murray, that's a whole different deal. And Coach Saban and the defensive staff, you know, they've been up late and studying this thing for a couple of weeks. This guy's something, because when you have everybody covered and everybody's perfect and in their zone and in their with man or zone or whatever, and then the factor, the X factor, or the 12th man is Kyler Murray. Because he's so fast, he can extend the play, he can make people miss, he makes it happen.
So do you think his style and his skill set, how do they match up against Alabama's D?
Well, you know, this is the one offense that always, you know, gives Alabama some problems. But Oklahoma, the offensive line's very, very good. But they're getting ready to see a defense that they have not witnessed or seen all year long. Much quicker, much more physical, much tougher. So I do think that Oklahoma will be able to score, but I just don't think they're going to be able to score enough, because I think in the end the defense will make one more stop, make just enough stops to make it happen for Alabama.
So when you look at this game, Houston, the big story obviously is Oklahoma's D, ranked 108th in yards allowed.
Yeah.
Do the Sooners have the personnel and the ability to slow down the Tide at all?
You know, I don't think so. When you look at it on paper, you say no, but they have improved. You know, when you just look at the Texas games from the first time they played Texas to the last time they played Texas, I mean, they have improved. But getting back to the point you made, it's a good one. It's a fact. It's hard to erase how many points, how many yards they've given up, and I think Alabama will be just too much as far as that goes. What Oklahoma's hoping, if they could somehow get a turnover, they could somehow hang in there, you know, maybe stop. You know, you're not going to stop everything, but tackle the catch, tackle the run instead of letting Damon Harris or Jerry Jeudy, one of those guys, make you miss. And where the catch is at 12 yards, it turns into 52 yards. You got to tackle the catch and tackle those guys once they make their play.
All right, Houston Nutt, join us, college football analyst with CBS Sports. Before we let you go, Coach, any other bowl games on your radar that pique your interest?
Well, I'm going to start with the one that we're doing, Arizona Bowl.
Yep.
Arkansas State plays Nevada. Got to watch that one close. But I'm really anxious for the Florida-Michigan game. I may see what's going to happen there. You know, Michigan not having didn't show up very good on defense. They've been good on defense all year long. How will they respond after the Ohio State game? And I'm anxious to see what Florida does.
Houston, appreciate you all season long. Enjoy your call this weekend. We look forward to the college football championship, and hopefully we'll get your thoughts before the national championship game here as well.
Sounds good.